Did you know that Gazette print subscribers have full access to digital content at no extra cost? Activate your digital subscription now to enjoy the latest headlines, sports updates, and more at thegazette.com or through the Gazette mobile app. Read the page-by-page daily newspaper with the Green Gazette, perfect for on-the-go reading. Activate your subscription at thegazette.com/activate or call 319-398-8333.
Hello and welcome back to Park the Bus. I'm Ryan Plegancool, prep soccer beat writer for the Gazette. Here we are in the last week of May. It's going to be a big week as the state tournament field gets set. Today we're going to do a quick rundown of the final rankings on both the girls and the boys side, and then we will go through each of the brackets. So on the girls' side, the final rankings that were released on May 22nd, Class 1A, we had number 9, Centerpoint Urbana. So they're up a couple spots in the final rankings there. Number 14, Beckman. Class 2A, we have number 4, Cedar Rapids Xavier. Number 5, Independence. And number 12, Marion. And then in Class 3A, we have number 7, Linmar. Number 8, Liberty. And number 15, Cedar Rapids Prairie. So that is it for the ranked area teams. Now we're going to kind of go through a breakdown of the regional brackets of the area teams from where we stand right now. All right, just sharing my screen with you here if you're watching on video. So we're going to look here at the Class A Region 1. So there's a couple area teams left here in Region 1. NFV is definitely going to have its hands full here against number 1 Denver on Wednesday. You look down below here, we have Dyersville Beckman, number 14. They're going to take on Wallert, and you know that should be a pretty good matchup. Wallert ended Beckman's season about 2 years ago, so we'll see if Beckman can get the better on this season. Also got to give Beckman coach Greg Keegan a shout out on his 150th career win that he got just a couple weeks ago. So congrats to coach Keegan on that. And we're going to go back down here. We're going to break down Region 5 of Class 1A, with a few area teams still remaining. So Anamosa draws Hudson, one of the top ranked teams in 1A in the semifinals, and that's going to be a tough draw for Anamosa. on the other side, it's Solon and Regina, and Solon pulled off a nice upset over Maquoketa here in the quarterfinal round. Maquoketa was previously undefeated, 10-0-1 going into that game. So that's a big win for the Spartans. Maquoketa had been having a great season. against Regina gets to be the host here, but I could honestly see this one going either way. Regina beat Solon earlier this season 1-0 at home, but that was, again, very early in the season. That was April 1st. So Regina gets the host again. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if Solon can keep this run going. Going down to Region 8 here, the last region in Class 1A will break down. Number 9, Centerpoint Urbana host Vinton Shelsburg. It'll be a rematch from just a couple weeks ago, but now here in the regional semifinals at Centerpoint Urbana. Yeah, the Sermon Pointers beat the Vikings 5-1 in a game I covered just a few weeks ago, and you know I would expect Emily Bowe and CPU to handle their business here, but obviously it's a rivalry game and you can't take that for granted. On the other side, a couple good teams here. Dyke New Hartford is number 10 and Appleton Parkersburg. So again, these games will be played on the 28th, so that's Wednesday this week, and we'll know more after that. Class 2A Region 1 is where you're going to find the Marion Wolves. Not the 12th rated Wolves. They're going to face Iowa Falls Alden on Wednesday. You know, unfortunately for the Wolves, waiting on the other side is number 1 Waverly Shell Rock. Waverly Shell Rock showed that you know maybe it's beatable, or at least you know crackable potentially. CPU played the Vikings to a 0-0 tie on May 10th, so maybe showing a sign of vulnerability there for Waverly Shellrock. So, don't write off Marion here, even though they're playing the top seed. They'll certainly have a chance to get it done on May 30th here. So that is Class 2A, Region 1. Going down a little bit further here. Region 4, we're going to have number 4, Cedar Rapids Xavier. They're going to take on Clear Creek Amana on Wednesday. Should the Saints get past the Clippers, they'd face the winner of number 15, Burlington, and Fort Madison. Good looking records here on the bottom. I don't know how tough their schedules were, but 12-2-2, 13-2-2, certainly winning teams that you have to take for real. And Burlington does have a 4-0 loss to 1A number 3 Devonport Assumption on its resume. So Burlington is rated 15th, I believe, but certainly there's a very real path for Xavier to advance here to state. We go down to Region 6 next. Number 5 Independence hosts Central DeWitt in the semis on Wednesday. The Mustangs have really been fairly dominant all season. The only losses have come to Notre Dame to Sion. Then they were a 2024 state champion from Kansas City. And then the other loss is to Bishop Phelan, and that's Class 1A second ranked team. So that's it for Independence in terms of losses. Pretty dominant at 14-2-1. Independence on the other side, you got North Scott against the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Now North Scott and Independence did play to a tie. You see one tie here for Independence. That was against North Scott, but again, very early in the season on April 1st. So, Mount Vernon has been in and out of the ranks all season. Either way, I think whoever wins this game is going to give Independence a run for its money to make state. But my gut feeling would be that Independence would make it to state this year in this bracket. And that's going to wrap it up for 2A. Class 3A. Iowa City West, they're going to travel to play Ames on Wednesday. Ames is the higher seed, but I kind of like the Trojans' chances here. Though, after that, they'd have the tall task of trying to take down number one, Waukee Northwest on Friday. So that's, the Trojans definitely have a tall hill to climb, but I expect them to be competitive in this bracket here. Next up, Region 2, Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They've been one of my dark horse teams all season. Some good wins on that resume and some close losses against good teams on it. They're going to travel to play Pleasant Valley on Wednesday. A recent common opponent between Kennedy and Pleasant Valley was Linmar. Pleasant Valley lost to Linmar 4-0 on April 29th. Kennedy played Linmar and lost 4-2 on May 1st. So that's kind of a recent opponent that you can maybe, if you want to make a comparison. And then City High plays West Des Moines Valley there, number two, West Des Moines Valley in the semifinals. And that's going to be a tough one for the Little Hawks. But interesting bracket here. Valley is obviously the favorite, but whoever comes out of this bottom game, they have a chance. They have a chance. 3A moving on down to Region 5. Cedar Rapids Prairie found itself at number 15 in the final rankings. They'd kind of been in and out of that spot, off and on that spot all season. They finished the year ranked 15th. So good for the Prairie Hawks, and they don't get rewarded with an easy matchup here in the semifinals. They draw number 12 Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls and Prairie played a close contest back on May 1st. In Cedar Falls, and the Tigers took that 1-1-0. So, close matchup could definitely go either way. Prairie knows The teams kind of know each other now, so we'll see if Prairie can make some adjustments. Number five, Kennedy is the top seed here. So that's kind of what we're looking at in Region 5. We'll see if Prairie can make some noise. Region 7. So seventh ranked, Linmar is the top seed here. Linmar draws Dubuque Senior in the semis. And Linmar beat the Rams 10-0 back on April 29th. So pretty dominant win there. Waiting for the Lions on the other side is going to be either Muscatine or Dubuque Hempstead. Muscatine is ranked 10th. Both of these teams are solid and certainly going to give the Lions a tough battle in the finals. But I like Linmar's chances, led by 3A's leading goal scorer Abby Roberts. I like their chances of getting back to state here. And then Region 8, so this is going to be the last bracket we cover on the girls' side. Region 8, we have number 8, Iowa City Liberty is the top seed. They're taking on Des Moines, or I'm sorry, Davenport North in the semis. These teams did not play this season. So on the other side here, definitely a Bettendorf is number 9, and they're going to play Davenport Central. And both those teams are tough quality opponents. I don't know. I like Liberty's chances here is obviously the top seed, but Ryland Breinhold and several of those key returners from a team that made it to state last season. I just kind of like the vibes I get from Iowa City Liberty, that girls team. So, I think they have a good shot at advancing, but should it be Bettendorf, they are going to have to bring their A game to get there. No doubt. No doubt about it. And that is it for the girls' regional brackets. We'll move on to Class 1A on the boys' side. Substate 2. Postville has had another solid season here. They played North Fayette Valley pretty close this season. They are in a tough bracket here. Should they get past Denver? Hudson is the number one team in Class 1A after beating North Fayette Valley on May 15th. So tough draw for Postville here, but I certainly think they can hang with Hudson if that's a matchup that it ends up being. Because like I said, they've played teams solid all season. Region 3, speaking of NFV, Class A's third ranked team, Tiger Hawks are going to see Clayton Ridge in the semifinals. And I like their chances against Clayton Ridge. They beat them earlier this season. Tipton on the other side, whether it's Tipton or Anamosa has been pretty tough, but let's say it is Tipton. They've been no slouch this season. They've played in that tough American Rivers Conference with Regina, with West Liberty, with Beckman, and they've more than held their own. I do expect North Fayette Valley to be the bracket champion here as last year's 1A state champion, but they better not look past Tipton. Moving down to Substate 4. This might be the most interesting sub-state really in the area for boys on the boys' side. Number 4, Iowa City Regina gets Prince of Peace. Now Regina beat Prince of Peace earlier this season. Beckman is going to get Marquette Catholic. Regina's number 4, Beckman's number 10. I expect Beckman to get past Marquette. So if all goes to chalk, it's going to set up a rematch from earlier this season. The Regals and the Trailblazers played to a 1-1 tie on April 16th in Dyersville. So that's going to be an interesting game there on Thursday night for sure to see who goes to state. So Class 1A, Substate 4. Keep you guys on a swivel there. And Substate 5, number 2, West Liberty is the one seed here. I don't expect the Comets that have much trouble against Danville. Then on the other side, Minneapolis, Central Lee, they both have good records, but I'm not super sold on their strength of schedule, so I think this is definitely the Comets sub-state to win. And that's going to be it for Class 1A. Class 2A, sub-state 4. Cedar Rapids Xavier, number 3 is the top seed here. The Saints will face Independence in the final, or I'm sorry, in the semis. Then they'll get either Dubuque, Wallert, or CPU. Now, CPU was a Class 1A state quarterfinalist last season. Certainly not someone you want to look past, but and Dubuque, Wallert has definitely given the Saints headaches in the past. So, I think Coach Cho has the Saints playing good ball right now, and they're certainly they actually have 11 days between their last regular season game, which was a big win over Iowa City Liberty in the season finale, and then this game here on the 27th. So 11 games in between, but it sounds like they're practicing pretty hard in between. And so I kind of like the Saints' chances to get back to state here. And we move on to sub-state 6. Number 5, Williamsburg, is the headliner of this bracket. Just looking at it really at a glance, I'm assuming health, which is obviously never a given, but I really like the Raiders' chances in this bracket. And I like their chances to get back to state for the first time since 2018. That'd be a big accomplishment for Williamsburg, and I think it sets up the way that they can do it. And it's going to do it for Class 2A, Class 3A. Region 3. I mentioned that Class 1A region, or sub-state 4 was intriguing. I would say this is arguably just as intriguing, if not more. We have two solid coaches with great programs here in the area, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Marion. And if all goes according to plan here and they meet in the finals, it's going to be number 8 Cedar Rapids, Washington versus number 9 Marion. I believe JP Graham was the coach of Washington was one of Corey Bobel's coaches at Mount Mercy when he played there, and Corey is the coach at Marion now. So it'll be interesting to see what tactics are used and who comes out on top again. You don't want to get too far ahead here, but Washington versus Waterloo East, I really like Washington, and Marion versus Western Dubuque, two pretty heavy favorites there. But we got the 8-9 matchup, which is and two really solid local area teams. So that's going to really, a lot of eyes are going to be on that matchup. Move on, Class 3A, sub-state 4. Second-ranked Bolts own the top spot here in sub-state 4. The other side of the bracket is Clear Creek Urbana, who's had a really solid season. They draw the Clippers draw North Scott here in the semis. They'll host them with the shot at getting past North Scott and try to take Liberty out in the finals for a trip to state. It'll be interesting. Clear Creek Urbana has definitely been strong all season, and we'll see. For Iowa City Liberty, and they lost that close contest to Xavier on the 16th, and so we'll see how they're able to bounce back here in the postseason. And that's going to do it for Class 3A. Class 4A, Substate 2, Linmar is the 2 seed, and they take on Des Moines North in the semis. I think that's 7-8-1 is maybe not the record that Linmar was hoping for, but they've played a really challenging schedule, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them get past Des Moines North, and then looking like they'll probably get Des Moines Roosevelt in that final should they advance, and Des Moines Roosevelt's number 2 in Class 4A, so the Lions are going to have their hands full, but Like I said, they played a challenging schedule. They've played some of the best teams in the state, kind of all season. So, we'll see what happens. They'll count them out. And in Substate 5, talk about tough outs. Iowa City West is another one of those tough outs. That's not a team you want to see in your postseason bracket. They're unranked, but they've also played a really challenging schedule, and I expect them to get past Waterloo West here in the semis, and which presumably gets them a matchup with number 5 Dowling in the finals. But Cedar Rapids Kennedy could give Dowling a shot here. Kennedy's been, around that 500 mark for most of the season, and we'll see what happens. But if I had to call an upset, I'm going to call one here, and it's that Iowa City West gets a state. I think they're going to knock out Dowling in that final. That's my bold prediction. We'll see if that comes to fruition, but I like the way Iowa City West has been playing. And then Substate 6, Iowa City High. I said this in my previous podcast. They look like they might be the area's top team. When I saw them play earlier this season, they're just solid everywhere. They're strong, they're athletic, they're deep. You never know who's going to score on you. They'll take on Davenport Central here in the semis, and presuming they get past them, they'll play the winner of Bettendorf Dubuque Senior. And if it's Bettendorf, I mean, Bettendorf's been it, they're going to be a tough out, no doubt. Bettendorf has a 9-0 win over Regina, and I understand Regina's a 1A team, but a very good 1A team. So Bettendorf, they're tough. Iowa City High is definitely going to have to bring their A game if they want to make it back to state. But they've been strong all season, and I think they'll do it. And the last bracket breakdown here is Substate 7. The top seed here is seventh ranked Prairie Hawks. For the Hawks, hopefully their stingy defense can carry them back to state. They missed state last season after having made it the previous 3 seasons. And each of the times that Prairie made state, they were the host in the Substate final. So they were that top seed in the Substate. They're back. Substate. The road to state runs through John Wall Field there in for Cedar Rapids Prairie, and it's not going to be easy for them. They have Muscatine in the semis, and then Pleasant Valley has been kind of one of their rivals over the years, and Davenport North. That should be a good match, and then if it is Pleasant Valley, they always give Prairie a hard time. So should be interesting to see how it all plays out. I like Prairie's chances. They play, their focus is on defense and scoring when the opportunities present themselves. And I think they have a real shot to make it to that quarterfinal round of state, get through this bracket. So, with that said, there you have it. By the end of the week, we'll know which teams are state bound. Hopefully we have a lot of them in our area, and keeps me busy the following week. But, till then, wishing every team out there good luck, good health, and we'll talk to you later.